This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. While the debate continues in Washington, D.C. over whether the Biden administration should be doing more to create new trade opportunities, one fact remains. It's no secret in U.S. agriculture how valuable trade is to multiple sectors. We will hear more from Daniel Whitley, Administrator of the Foreign Agricultural Service, next.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Daniel Whitley, Administrator of the Foreign Agricultural Service, was a featured speaker at NAFB's Washington Watch this spring, and he says that the United States is an export heavyweight.
The American ag sector is an export powerhouse. We punch well above our weight, and without export markets, we don't survive. For a population of roughly 380 million people, we grow enough calories roughly on an annualized basis to feed a billion people. So we grow a lot of food and agricultural products, and we feed a lot of people around the world. And that's really important to the economics of American agriculture. That's important to the environmental and sustainability components of American agriculture. And it's also important for our social responsibility to the rest of the world.
Whitley says that as the world's population continues to grow, science-based standards for agriculture remain vitally important in helping to feed the world.
It's no secret that the world has got to figure out how to feed 10 billion people by the year 2050. It won't happen without American agriculture. It won't happen. And it won't happen without a global adoption acceptance of science, technology, and innovation.
He says it is not enough for the United States to rely on well-known trade partners. New opportunities for trade need to be explored.
We've got some new tools in FAS we're using to support our exports. The Regional Ag Promotion Program, RAP, which is a market development program like our existing MAP program and FMD programs. And hopefully our producers get a chance to take advantage of this $1.3 billion made available by the Secretary's Office in Congress to help grow exports and diversify our presence.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.